had a request to sing page 476 in our hymnal. 476, He Brought Me Out. Let's sing it together, shall we? 476. Its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing. I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. And the fourth, I'll sing of his wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise him till all men his goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. Let's sing the fifth, 476, verse 5.
I'll tell of the pit with its gloom and despair. For your goodness to us, Lord, we can't begin to enumerate all your mercies and goodness to us. We thank you for health. We thank you that you provide in all ways, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you that you have given us another day to come closer to you. We thank you, Lord, that we're still alive. And we thank you, Lord, that you will help us to get closer to you and to move upward and onward and to trust you in all things.
Yes.
Lord, you are so good. Jesus, your mercy endures forever. Jesus, yes. And we thank you for that.
We do. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I received a call from home this morning. I have a very dear uncle who is sort of my wife's surrogate father. Her father died when she was very young, and Uncle Anthony sort of became her father, or at least stood in for her dad over these many years. And he has cancer, and just went for some tests, and the tests that came back were not, the results were not very good. And so she asked if we could pray for him, and we've been praying all along. And we don't often do this at camp. I know sometimes we do get requests, but does anyone else have a prayer request? Somebody from home or something that you'd like us to pray for this morning? Let's pray. We're singing, He Brought Me Out. You know what that means, right? You've been delivered, been rescued, been pulled out, like Christian the Slough of Despond, or like a drowning victim who can't get out otherwise. Jesus brought us out. He delivered us, and He still delivers. He's still in the delivering business. That's what He does. He came to seek and to save those who are lost. He came to restore. So let's pray together. Let's just bow our heads this morning as we're in God's presence. And let's look to the Lord for a moment for these needs. Dear Jesus, dear Lord Jesus, you see all of these needs. We think of these needs, especially that have been mentioned. We ask you will come to Greg, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will touch him, Lord. We pray that this treatment will be successful. We know, Lord, that ultimately you are in charge. Man does what he can, but you are God. And so, Lord, we claim victory. We pray that you will cause Greg and his family to look to you, to look up to heaven, Lord, where their true help comes from. We pray for this girl, Crystal, Lord Jesus. Lord, you know her needs. You know everything about her. And we believe you, Lord, that you will be glorified in this situation. We ask, Lord, that you will intervene. We ask, Lord, perhaps if there are ways in which Crystal can't even help herself, we pray, Lord, that you will be her good shepherd. You will draw her to yourself. You will draw her back into the arms of those who love her and those who can be of help to her, Lord Jesus. We ask that you will protect her at this time, Lord. Just surround her by your presence, Lord. And may you accomplish your work that you wish to do in her life, Lord. And so we believe it. We believe it for her, Lord. Lord, we pray for this family in Florida. Lord, we pray for our sister's family, Lord Jesus. We pray that you will continue to comfort them at this passing. And Lord, we pray that the Prince of Peace will rule in their hearts and minds. Lord, we know this can be a difficult time. There are so many changes, so many things happen at a time like this. But we believe, Lord Jesus, that you will be King, that you will be Lord. And if there are those there who do not know you, Lord, who have never come to know the Savior, we pray, Lord, that you will draw them and that peace will be restored, Lord Jesus. And this family will not be fractured, Lord, but that they'll pull together and they'll love Jesus and they'll love each other. We pray it will be so, Lord, and give our sister great faith over this situation. And Lord, I pray for my Uncle Anthony. Lord, you know, Lord, the doctor's reports, Lord, are certainly not final. You have the final say, and we commit our dear uncle into your hands, Lord Jesus. You love him more than we love him, as you love all of us, Lord, and so we commit him to you. And Lord Jesus, I know that if we really had the time, there are so many people who we pray for, who we carry in our hearts, who we would love to see healed, we would love to see saved. And Lord Jesus, you know our hearts. You know all things. And so we just lift them up to you just now, trusting you, knowing that you reign. You are on the throne. And we're thankful for that. We're coming to the great God who loves us and can do all things. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. And so we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. So we had an interesting experience driving up yesterday. I mentioned it to a few folks. We were coming up from down in New Jersey there, down along the shore, and it's been pretty hot lately. And not only has it been hot, but it's been really humid. So it's, you know, one of those where, you know, they say it's such and such degrees, but it feels like 102, or you all know about that, that sort of thing. But as we were driving up, we had just stopped, and we were kind of racing the clock a little bit, as we always are. And we got out at a rest area, and it was hot still, it was humid. Then as we got in the car and started to drive, all of a sudden, we hit a rainstorm. It wasn't very severe, nothing special, just, you know, your average, ordinary rain, and people slowed down a little bit. And a minute or two after the rain hit, I looked up at my temperature gauge, you know, it kind of gives you the temperature outside. And in literally 3 minutes, we went from 90 degrees to 70 degrees, 20 degree drop. I looked at Sam, I said, Sam, is that right? And we opened our windows and we're sticking our arms out. People must have thought we were nuts or something. And it had dropped 20 degrees. And boy, did that feel good. And then now that we've come up here, the weather is so beautiful. Last night went out, we were looking at the stars, and it was dry and it was cool. And even Sammy said to me this morning, Dad, this is my weather. So he brought it with him. He brought it with him for you. So you can thank him when you see him later. But the reason I mentioned, as we were singing that song, He Brought Me Out. You know, there are times when we're in something and we cry out to the Lord. Why? Well, unfortunately, you know, most of what I say to you is from my own experience, so I'm not presuming to say this is how you think, but if you're human, you probably are somewhere in here. Unfortunately, we tend to cry out to the Lord as a last resort. You know, like the doctors? Oh, all we can do now is pray. When we have that completely flipped around, don't we? We should pray first. Pray first. We should always pray first. But we cry out to the Lord. And what does He do? He hears us. And He delivers us. And you know, I think, now this is just my own opinion, I think the Lord sometimes lets us get to that point so that we kind of just forget all the facades, all the, you know, try to, you know, be holy. And sometimes when we pray, we try to, you know, use just the right words, because if we use the holy words, God will hear us. God will listen to us. But sometimes God just has to let us get to the end of our rope, where you're going down for the third time, and all you do is you just cry out to Him, and you don't care if you, you know, use these and thous, and I always kid around like that. But, you know, you just cry out to God, and you're honest. You're absolutely honest. At least in my life, it has been those prayers. Those have been the time when all of a sudden, God came. Now, it might not have been a lightning bolt. It might not have been a thunderbolt. Sometimes it was. But God just comes, and you know that you've been met, and He grabs you by the hand. Or sometimes, you know, we can be rebellious. We can kind of have our own ideas. Sometimes He just takes you by the back of the neck, by the back of the shirt. You ever do that with a little kid there running? Sammy was a runner when he was little. He still likes to run. I think he's going to be more of a track guy than a football guy, which is good, especially for his body. But he's a runner, you know. He says, Dad, when I run, I'm happy. Well, he was a runner when he was little. And especially here around Pilgrim Camp, or at a place where there was a pool, a deep pool, he would start running, and Mom or Dad would, whoosh, right by the back of the shirt, we'd have to grab him, because we didn't want him going in the drink, right? We didn't want him running down into Brant Lake or something like that. Well, you know, sometimes God has to do that for us too. Sometimes He just got to grab us by the back of the shirt, and He's got to pick us up, and He's got to hold on to us to protect us from ourselves, save us from ourselves. But no matter how He does it, there's so many different ways, no matter how He does it, I'm glad that He brings us out. He brings us out. And I love that. It brought me out to golden day. That, I think, was the phrase that reminded me of going from that heat, that stifling humidity, and all of a sudden, it just felt so good. If you're in a situation, if you're in something in your life that you're not sure, you don't know where to turn, you don't know how, just simply cry out to God. Don't try to impress Him. Don't put on any airs. Just tell them exactly how you feel. I tell my folks in church that all the time. I say, when you pray, tell God exactly how you feel. Don't hold out. Don't hold back. Don't think you're going to, you know, maybe embarrass yourself. No, you know why you can tell God exactly how you feel? Because he already knows. He already knows. You're not hiding anything from him. What you're doing is you're being honest with yourself and you're being honest with him. And so trust him. Trust him. I know we have different people from all different walks of life here. No matter what you're in, cry out to him and he will bring you out. He will deliver you because that's what he does. That's what he does. You know, this morning, I don't know, did anyone have a testimony? I don't want to cut you off. I don't encourage you to share with us. I don't want to stop you. No, nobody's leaping out of their seats. We have to start putting buzzers on the seats, Brother Paul. So get you leaping out of your seat. You know, I have some folks in my church like that. They can't even wait. As soon as we sing that first song, and sometimes we're standing. You know, we don't just stand automatically in our church when we sing. Sometimes we do, but not all. So some churches just automatically stand when they sing. But, you know, if we're standing when we sing, I'll say everyone may be seated, and people will sit down, and there's like two or three people still standing. And I wonder, did they hear me? Their hearing aids turned up or whatever? But they want to give a testimony. They want to give thanks to the Lord. And so I just continue to encourage you to give thanks. It's a blessing to us, and it's a blessing to you. But this morning, the trumpets were playing. I will buy, unless you were one of the ones who played, you're out. No employees or, what do they say, in those contests, employees of the company are not eligible. So if you played, you can't. I want, besides holding this unto the Lord, who remembers what song the trumpets played this morning? Oh. I will buy you a Sunday at the boathouse. If you remember. If not, I will have to buy it for myself because I remember. Anybody? I don't expect you to remember. This is not a problem. I just wonder if anyone caught it, because we're going to sing it. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Could we sing that together before we do our little study this morning? Page 51. Holy, holy, holy speaks of the Trinity. This is one of our favorite doctrines in our church. We just love the idea. And we talk about it. We study it. Holy, 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 page 51 in the Red Book. Let's sing it. All together, let's go. Holy, holy, sing the second. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns above the sea. Cherubim and third. Ready? Oh.